32nd. Garrett Smithley is 33rd. Logan Bearden is 34th. Dawson Cram is 35th. Daniel Dye is 36th. Patrick Emmerling has been on and off of pit road, currently two laps down in 37th. Justin Bonsignor, having only completed seven laps after having that mechanical problem on the racetrack, he is 38th and the first car in to the NASCAR Xfinity Series garage. So, with all this being said, pit road has been open. No takers here. Going to be about a lap or two before we go back under the green flag. Joey, I thought you brought up something interesting in the break about there are so many unique aspects of Pocono, and one thing that's very important here is something you do after you get the one-to-go signal.
Yeah, the choose is, it's important at every track we go to, obviously, but the choose here is a little bit more unique because you have such a long straightaway before you get to turn one. So it's not just about what lane do you want to be when you get to turn one. It's how do you make sure you're in the best position for this long straightaway before you get there. So the outside lane typically is the lane you're going to want to be in, especially in these Xfinity cars. You're going to want to be up there and that shove down the straightaway. You got the wall to protect you from going someone going three wide to your outside. You can use that wall to protect you good. And then the bottom guys, I mean, they got a block, right? Like you hope the person behind you pushes you, and if not, you got to try to make that block or make sure you're in the right place when you get to the corner.
But it always looks like if you're in that bottom lane that you can take that sucker hole to the bottom and go three wide bottom. It doesn't seem like that works out.
Well, if you do it too soon, they'll draft right by you. Right, and you see that happen in the Xfinity Series because these drivers are still learning, and all of us are, don't get me wrong, but they're going to learn some moves the hard way where they get a run, they're like, yeah, I'm going to put it three wide on the bottom, and then your run dies out and the draft keeps going, and all of a sudden you've lost two rows before you even got into the corner. So you got to make sure you time it just right if you're going to make that move, and we've talked about it earlier here too. If you don't get cleared up on the exit, and you're three wide off of turn one down Long Pond straightaway, the top's going to roll again. So you may gain one or two cars in the corner, but you're probably going to lose three or four down the straightaway if you don't pull it off.
To pit road is Steve Post.
And listening to Joey and Todd talk about this, Mike, listening to him talk about it, sounds just like the conversation on Nick Sanchez's radio. I mean, he's kind of the first one to choose in that second spot, and they literally laid out the same thing. If you're down on the inside, you're going to have to play defense. You're going to have to block. If you're on the outside, Nick really liked the sound of rolling off the outside of turn number two. Now, stay tuned. Giving up a spot on the front row, that's something you might not want to do. So, and especially, I think, also young racers. Nick Sanchez, how many times has he gotten to start on the front row of an Xfinity Series race, and how many times has he done it here at Pocono? The challenges are so many, and it's fascinating to hear that because while you guys were having that conversation here on Motor Racing Network, they were having a similar conversation. And getting about time to see what Nick Sanchez decides he's going to do from the second spot, of course, pending what Chase Elliott does in first.
So, Joey, as you come to this, you've probably got a number in your head of how many spots you're willing to give up. Where does that number come from? Is it historical, or do you come through the weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you go off of a little bit of history of what happened last time. You go back, you review the films, you review SMT data, all those things to try to figure out, okay, this is where I think I should be. Then you also got to think, what's my car capable of doing? Where is the strengths and the weaknesses of my car? And if I think I got a car that can fire off good, I'm going to take that shorter lane, which is be the bottom lane more times than not here in Pocono, because I think I got a good enough fire off car that I can clear and get up, and I'm going to gain more spots that way. If I got a car that I don't feel confident in, I'm going to take the longest lane and just, I hate to say it, play a little bit of defense. I hate that because that's not who I am. But you have to think that way and say, how do I position myself the best for when I get all the way down into the tunnel turn is what you have to look at that first section the most.
And the interesting thing is this changes over the course of the race. We've seen it many times where you'll commit to one thing and then all of a sudden commit to the other. The players who are around you, you talk about playing defense. Sometimes when you go to restart on the front row, you also got to be mindful of who's going to be behind you and shove you into three wide territory. Next thing you know, you're in the middle and
exactly,
it's all breaking loose.
Do you trust that person? And you don't know who that person's going to be behind you, right? You have to choose, and then you're going to see, right? Sometimes there's a little bit of teamwork going there. If you have a teammate behind you and say, hey, I'm going to pick this lane. Will you pick behind me? Will you stay in line with me and push me, please? Like, maybe, you know? But at the end of the race, it's a lot harder to ask those type of things. And the top, like we said, always protects you from someone going three wide to your outside because you have that wall there. So we saw Sanchez right here. He just did decide to go to the shortest lane, which is taking the front row. So hard to give up the front row a lot of times. But it's no guarantee that he's going to be second when he comes off of turn one.
Well, we're about to see how it unfolds as the safety car brings the field into turn number three. And again, as Joey mentioned, Nick Sanchez will restart on the inside of row number one. Chase Elliott in that HendrickCars.com Chevy Camaro, he'll restart to Nick's right elbow, and everybody stacked up double wide behind them with Brandon Jones, Ryan Sieg, and William Sawalich rounding out the top five. Pace cars on pit road. The field enters the restart zone. Green flag is waving. We're back at it in Pocono. Right now, it's Nick Sanchez and Chase Elliott. They are stride for stride, locked at the hip, and they're looking three and four wide behind them.
Yeah, it was three for a moment. Now it's four wide heading into the corner. Somebody will have to lift out of it, and it's going to be William Sawalich around the outside. Chase Elliott to the lead. Sanchez to second. Third spot down the long pond straightaway belongs to Brandon Jones.
Then you've got William Sawalich. He rides along in the fourth position. Taylor Gray lines up behind him in the outside lane. They're still stacked up three wide from fourth position on back across the tunnel turn.
It's a big mess back there exiting turn number two. Ryan Sieg and Connor Zillich remain double wide, racing for the fourth spot as the top three cars have broken away. Even further back behind them, they're looking three wide in the middle of turn three. Taylor Gray, Christian Eckes, and Jesse Love part of that mix.
They were stacked up three wide for the seventh position. Jesse Love had to give way, and that's going to cost him about a handful of spots. All eyes right now are on this ongoing side-by-side battle for position number four.
Here they come into turn number one, two by two, inches apart as they enter the banking. To the inside lane is Connor Zillich. To the outside lane, Ryan Sieg. Nobody gets the advantage off turn one. They'll stay even down the long pond straight.
That's the ongoing battle for the fourth position. Ryan Sieg from the outside gets a fender out in front of Connor Zillich. But Zillich is going to drive deep into the tunnel turn, and he will take fourth.
Gutsy move by Connor Zillich, driving it deep into turn number two. But here comes Ryan Sieg trying to cross him back over, racing to turn three. Sieg and his white and black Ford Mustang sticks it in there into the corner. Slides in front of Connor Zillich and takes the spot away. Here's Zillich on corner entry trying to take it back.
This is a high-speed game of tit-for-tat right here because Ryan Sieg just took the spot. Zillich took it back. Here comes a side draft. They're going to stack them three wide. Sieg is trying to block two cars at once, and he can't do it.
Not going to be able to do it. Connor Zillich hangs the bottom this time. He'll be right down on the yellow line at the bottom of the banking. Sieg taking the wider approach as they exit the corner. Here they come off turn number one, and it's a three-man battle for four.
Connor Zillich will squeeze out in front of the other pair, and he's now got the fourth position with Ryan Sieg right behind him. Christian Eckes trying to find racing room. He will jump into the bottom lane behind William Sawalich.
William Sawalich free and clear of this traffic for the moment as Ryan Sieg has tucked in line behind Sawalich. Behind Ryan Sieg is Christian Eckes. Behind Eckes, Sammy Smith, Jesse Love, and Taylor Gray all race for a spot inside of the top 10.
Watching William Sawalich with his hands full right now with the Ryan Sieg car right behind him. Then you toss that Christian Eckes car into the mix. Then some breathing room back to Sammy Smith. But behind Sammy, Dave, Jesse Love leads a string of about a dozen cars that could break out of line at a moment's notice.
And they have. It's not a cooperative dozen by any stretch of the imagination. They're all throwing moves at each other. Down to the inside, Sheldon Creed trying to make a move. He'll slide underneath the Jeremy Clements machine. Also in the ballpark, Taylor Gray.
All of this going on from the ninth position on back as they come off the long pond straight. Jesse Love has the ninth position. Sheldon Creed is 10th. Taylor Gray, 11th. Sam Mayer is 12.
All those cars in a line coming out of the tunnel turn. You can also throw Justin Allgaier into this five-car fight for this position. It's Jesse Love holding down the spot for now. Sheldon Creed pokes his nose to the inside in turn three, trying to take that spot away from Love.
You know, speaking of Justin Allgaier, it's a tale of 2 days. In practice, the car had a lot of speed. Qualifying, not as much as they wanted, but right now, Dave, he is the first car out of line racing in 13th, trying to find his way to the front with a lot of work to do in order to do it.
As you expect out of a veteran like Justin Allgaier, he's finding a way to make it work. shoehorns himself to the inside of the Sam Mayer machine. He'll pass him. He wants more now. He goes after Taylor Gray.
Trying to take the 11th position away from Gray, who's a stubborn foe. And by the time Allgaier gets back in line, he will lose the 12th spot to Sam Mayer, having just taken it a second earlier.
Austin Hill in the Jeremy Clements car also now starting to draw closer to the back bumper of Justin Allgaier. Allgaier right now a half a car length, make it a car length behind the Sam Mayer Ford Mustang into turn number three. Mayer right against the yellow line. Allgaier in lockstep formation behind him.
We're describing the racing that's going on outside of the top 10 for positions 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. While up front, Chase Elliott, Nick Sanchez, and Brandon Jones have gotten out of Dodge.
They have busted out, and they have spread out. Each of them separated by a good 9 or 10 car lengths as they race off turn number one. The real battles begin. Kurt Becker back around the fifth spot.
That's where William Sawalich has that position. Straight ahead of him is Connor Zillich in fourth, and right behind him is Ryan Sieg. Sieg is in that sixth spot, takes a peek to the inside of Sawalich, but cannot make the move in turn two.
Those cars have been fighting hard for this position the last several laps. Again, this is the ongoing fight for the fifth spot. William Sawalich has it. Ryan Sieg and Christian Eckes want to move past him and take it away. Sawalich in turn three slides a little bit wide, now cuts back to the bottom.
As they come to the line, it's going to be six laps to go in the opening stage of the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Everything has settled down out front, but there are still matters to tend to further back. Again, Justin Allgaier continuing to pound away at Sam Mayer in what will be a battle for 12.
He's not had any luck getting by Sam, at least so far, but it hasn't diminished his desire. He continues to wail away on the back bumper. Sam Mayer now looking to the inside. He tries to make a move on Taylor Gray. Can't get it done. Here comes Allgaier to the bottom.
Allgaier winds it up down to the middle lanes of the long pond straightaway to driver's left. Tries to squeeze back in the line. He will bypass Sam Mayer, and that will move Allgaier up into 12.
Allgaier now starting to go after Taylor Gray for the 11th position. Both Gray and Justin Allgaier moving forward as Sam Mayer has dropped a couple of spots the last few laps. Here's Taylor Gray into the second groove in turn three. Allgaier and Mayer on the bottom.
Speaking of Justin Allgaier, let's get a report from Jason Toy.
Well, Bagman, one of the things that he keeps telling Eddie DeHaan, his spotter, and his crew chief, Jim Pullman, is the fact that he can't feel the race car. He has no grip. He gets next to a car, it starts to plow. He just cannot get a pass to happen. That's why that last time when he made his way around the car, he had to go all the way to the bottom part of the racetrack to get away from the race car next to him to make that pass. But he said, it doesn't matter where we are on the racetrack. I just can't feel or get a good feel for this race car anywhere.
Well, that's one of those feelings where it's kind of helpless in there because the car is just sliding. I think is what Justin's trying to explain to everybody is that, you know, he goes in the corner. It's just four-wheel skating, right? Front sliding, rear sliding. I don't know what to tell you first. There's too much going on. And I think in that point, Todd, that you got to get it to do one thing, right? Either tighten it up or loosen it up. Get it to do one thing first, and then I can maybe get into the nitty-gritty.
Yeah, definitely one of those situations. If you can get it towards one direction, you'll know where to fix it. The other thing that will fix this is get him out of 12th and get him up in the top five where he might have a little better air to work with and get a better feel for his race car.
And right now, that's exactly what he's doing. He'll open up the inside lane again.
He'll charge down to the bottom of the racetrack, make his way underneath the Taylor Gray machine. Meanwhile, closer to the front, the battle for second place is tightening up.
That's where Nick Sanchez has the position, but Brandon Jones has been right there just a few feet off the back bumper. They come into the tunnel turn, and still Sanchez hangs on to the spot.
Brandon Jones, Toyota Supra, seems to be getting better as the run goes along, and he is pulling up right behind Nick Sanchez in the fight for the runner-up spot. Through turn three, they are a half a car length apart. Brandon Jones right on the back bumper of Nick Sanchez.
Three laps to go in the opening stage, and if you're going to flip a stage, now is the time to do it. Looking back towards turn number three, are there any takers? Yes, Jesse Love will come to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll come to pit road. Allgaier's coming into pit road. Taylor Gray, Sam Mayer as well. Four cars pitting with three laps to go in the opening stage to Jason Toy.
Taylor Gray's going to be the first to hit his mark with his Toyota. A little bit of an adjustment on the air pressure. First scan of Sunoco fuel going in left side. Right side tires are on for Taylor Gray. Further up pit road, Justin Allgaier is in. We just documented what he has problems with. They're going to make an air pressure adjustment for him. Second can of Sunoco fuel going in. They clean the grill. Justin Allgaier waiting on the fuel to go in. He's down on the way. Steve Post.
Sam Mayer has his Ford Mustang in. Crew around to the left side. Going to be a pump and a half of the jack. Sunoco Racing fuel can is engaged here. Going to be four tires. No adjustments there. A little bit loose was the call for Jesse Love. They've made a minor adjustment on that car. Danny Stockman, the crew chief. Jesse Love and the rest of those four cars are down and away.
Chase Elliott, the race leader, will flip the stage. As the leader, he comes to the line and will close pit road to Jason Toy.
Been a little bit snug for him, so they're going to make the adjustment for him. They're going to take a tear off the windshield. The race leader gives it up. Right side tires complete. Left side work going on now. Second can of Sunoco fuel gets engaged on the left side of that race car. Two pumps of the jack up into the air. They'll drop it with four fresh racing Goodyear Eagles on for Chase Elliott.
That turns the lead over to Brandon Jones with 1.5 laps left in this stage. He's in the tunnel turn.
Here he comes now off the end of the Long Pond straight. He's got Nick Sanchez right behind.
Brandon Jones exits the tunnel turn about 3 or 4 car lengths ahead of the Nick Sanchez Chevrolet. It's a good distance back to the third place machine of Connor Zilich. Here's Brandon Jones, the leader, through turn 3. No cars around him. He exits the corner.
So Brandon Jones is the new leader here at Pocono with Nick Sanchez in second, Connor Zilich in third, Ryan Sieg in fourth, Christian Eckes round out the top five. You've got Sawalich, Sammy Smith, Sheldon Creed, Austin Hill, and Jeremy Clements, the rest of the top 10. Final lap of stage one is underway. He's headed to one.
Brandon Jones took that spot away from Nick Sanchez here in turn one 2 laps ago. At that point, it was the battle for third. He's now inherited the lead as the front two peeled off to go to pit road.
Here comes Brandon Jones in his Toyota. Sets up for the entry back into turn number 2. Across the tunnel turn he goes. He's got a 5-car length advantage over Nick Sanchez.
Brandon Jones now exits the corner and heads down the short chute to turn number 3. Again, having a comfortable lead over Nick Sanchez. Sanchez is too far back to challenge Jones to the top spot towards the end of this stage. Through turn 3, Brandon Jones looking for the stage 1 win.
Brandon Jones could use a stage point, and he's going to get it and make that a playoff point by winning stage 1 here in Pocono. He will claim the green and white checkered flag. It's waving at the start-finish line right now. Nick Sanchez across the line in second. Connor Zilich is third. Ryan Sieg fourth. Christian Eckes is fifth. Sammy Smith now will go up to position number 6th with William Sawalich in 7th. Sheldon Creed 8th. Jeremy Clements is up to 9th. And Austin Hill finishes in 10th. They are the top 10 finishers in stage 1 of the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
To rev your engines, NASCAR fans. The thrill, the speed, the action. You can now experience it all for free on the NASCAR channel on Tubi. All-day access to NASCAR action, streaming classic moments, iconic rivalries, and behind-the-scenes stories from the greatest drivers. Best of all, it's completely free. Stream anytime, anywhere, on your favorite fast platform. No fees, no strings, just NASCAR. Find the NASCAR channel on your streaming device and start watching today. Safety car is collecting the field on the racetrack right now. Pit road will be open for those that opted not to come to the pit lane before the end of stage one. Brandon Jones is right behind the safety car, and we'll see what happens once pit road opens up and how things cycle through. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Daily Money Management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, Daily Money Management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest U.S. leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Pocono Raceway. We have completed 26 of the 100 laps here this afternoon. Chase Elliott's led 22 of them so far. Brandon Jones has led the last four, and that's a big win there. A big stage win for Brandon Jones driving for Joe Gibbs Racing. How about Nick Sanchez hanging in there in position number two? Connor Zilich is third with Dale Earnhardt Jr. as his crew chief today. Ryan Sieg and Christian Eckes, fourth and fifth. Joey, what stood out to you in stage one? Did you notice anything, or was this pretty much straightforward?
Well, it's interesting decisions at the end of the stage here, whether you pit or not. That one really, I thought more cars stayed out there and took the points than I thought would actually happen. I mean, Brandon Jones, I mean, if you're going for a stage win, I think you take the win. But I think anything less than a stage win, you're cycling yourself back. You may not ever get back there.
Yeah, in this situation, though, Nick Sanchez, who stayed out with him, 15 points below the cut line. That's 8 points towards it, or 9 points towards it. So that's getting him towards. I agree with you. I'd be surprised that some of these guys stood out. But this isn't the cup level call. I think guys are a little more conservative here, not knowing what you're going to have for a pit crew. If you have a mistake, you end up bearing yourself worse back. But
well, true, and how close the field is. A little bit more separation in the field here. So if you get buried back in 25th place, the first 10 cars, and if you're, you know, one of the fastest cars out there, you're going to pass the first 10 pretty quick.
Yeah.
Right, so then in Cup, if you put yourself 25th and you were just winning a race, good luck. You're going to get back up there. It's going to take so long to do it. So the decision-making process is different in the Xfinity Series.
This is spectacular hearing you, basically, you racers, talk about all this strategy stuff from behind the wheel and on top of the war wagon. And right now, more decisions are about to be made on the pit lane, seeing some signboards out, seeing some Goodyear Eagles on top of these, on top of the pit wall as everybody's going to make a move to the pit lane.
Yeah, and I want to get out of this piece. Chase Elliott should cycle back to the lead here. And Justin Allgaier was talking about he didn't like his race car. They got him in this cycle. He's going to come out, I think, maybe third. That'll give him clean air, let him sort his race car a little better.
Here they come to the opening of pit road, and we have takers. It is feeding time on the pit lane right now. Pit stops come in lap 28. Everybody woeing down to 50 miles an hour on the pit lane. Brandon Jones, the first onto the pit road. Right now, we start our pit coverage with Jason Toy.
Dean Thompson's going to be one of the first ones, along with Joss Williams here on this end of pit road. Also further up the pit lane, Ryan Sieg, good run for him. Quarter of a round going into the right side on that Ford Mustang. Second, Kenda Sunoco fuels in. Also, four Goodyear Racing Eagles. Sheldon Creed also in, too, along with Christian Eckes with a good run up to the top five. About in front of you, C-Post.
Brandon Jones comes in, his car just a little bit tight, so they wanted to free it up. He really had some problems coming up off the corner, so wanted to free that up a little bit. Connor Zilich started off a little free, then it got snug over the course of that run. Listening to the conversation of Nick Sanchez, he just wanted a little bit of a looser race car. Air pressure adjustment, chassis adjustment by Patrick Donahue on that machine for Nick Sanchez. So all these pit stops, very busy place down here on pit road.
So Nick Sanchez is the first off the pit lane, followed by Brandon Jones. Connor Zilich stands pat in third. Sammy Smith gaining two spots on the pit road. He'll come out fourth. And Ryan Sieg comes out of the pits in fifth.
Don't risk losing the trusted news, traffic, sports, and weather you get from AM radio stations. It's time to make your voice heard. We need Congress to pass the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act to keep AM radio in cars. When internet and cell services are out, AM could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 39179 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
NASCAR fans, the time is now to turn your love of racing into free tickets, merchandise, VIP experiences, and much, much more. Rack up fan rewards points by watching races at home, playing fantasy, completing challenges, and visiting tracks. Then redeem your points for epic prizes. You are in the driver's seat. What are you waiting for? Sign up for the free NASCAR Fan Rewards Loyalty Program today at NASCAR.com/fan rewards.
So as everybody was cycling onto the pit lane for their service and those that had pitted before, Harrison Burton now will cycle through as the race leader. Chase Elliott will restart in second. You've got also Jesse Love, Dawson Cram, Justin Allgaier, the top five from Pocono Raceway. This is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back at Pocono Raceway, Harrison Burton has taken the lead in what was a very interesting pit call that is happening right now, Tom.
Yeah, one that almost seems a little puzzling, but if you look at it, they came to pit road at lap 12. Joey, you were commenting you just didn't think they had the space pace that they did in practice.
Yeah, but what was actually really smart is they pitted there at lap 12 knowing that the caution was going to come out, the stage caution was going to come out, they're going to stay out. So what Harrison did is, hey, I'm just going to ride around in the back, save my tires the whole first stage. So it was, he does have a few laps on his tires, but they were slow ones. He was just kind of putting around. Now they all pit. He's the leader. Got a little bit older tires. Is it a lot to ask him to go win this stage? Yeah, it's probably not going to happen. He might get, you know, maybe lose 3 or 4 spots on this restart. But if he can cycle himself back to the top 5 after they had to change the engine before the race, that's a huge win if he can pull off the strategy right now.
Steve Post, what is the update from his pit box?
Exactly the conversation that they just had. Denny Eflin, the crew chief on that. Harrison just said, okay, clarify this for me. Am I good to run full speed to the end of stage number 2? Danny cued the radio and says, yes, you're good. That window is 38 laps from lap 12 to lap 50. Of course, we have a few laps afterward as they ride around under caution, but we also have these few laps here of this stage. I heard the number was 38, 36 to 38, so if they're getting solid fuel mileage, they should be good to run to the end, and I think this also gives them a chance to assess their race car out in free air, clean air, even if they don't lead, running in the top 5. So I like this call. Where they started and where they're at right now is a pretty good jump. We'll see what Harrison Burton can do as he's going to lead us back to green.
And under caution, explain this a little bit to the people at home, because you're the king of it. Saving fuel under caution, it's you can make, like, if you have 4 laps of caution, you get at least 2 of those back as credits, right?
Yeah, you're at least 2-1, almost 3-1 if you can do it correctly. And then really what you do, I mean, it sounds pretty simple. You push the clutch and shut the motor off, right? You're not burning fuel and the engine's not running. And so you just try to manage that the best you can. It gets a little tough because you want to clean your tires off, especially if you're Harrison here. You want to make sure you're on old tires, make sure they're clean. You got to make sure the strategy works out. Even if you fall back to 10th, if Harrison goes back to 10th in this stage, it's still a huge win when it comes to the strategy, because remember, he started dead last. So for him to move up with a strategy play like this, crew chief put him in a great spot. Now it's on Harrison to make sure he manages this, doesn't take a big loss, right? You're probably going to lose a couple. Got to be okay with that. Got to be smart when you play this one out.
What a strategy play. And again, if you're just joining us, Harrison Burton had to change an engine between qualifying and the race. They pushed the car out just before they fired the engines. Harrison started last, and through pit strategy, finds himself leading at lap 31. Chase Elliott, Jesse Love, Justin Allgaier, Taylor Gray, the rest of the top five. Green flag is in the air. We're back at it, and Harrison is getting a trunk full of Justin Allgaier right now. Matter of fact, Allgaier is going to shove him out into the clean air, but not if Chase Elliott has anything to say about it.
Harrison Burton getting the Justin Allgaier giddy up, and he's going to lead into turn number one. Allgaier to the outside of Chase Elliott. Elliott gets a little sideways. He'll lose second at the exit of turn one.
Allgaier moves by him to the outside. Chase Elliott has to scramble to get back in the line in third. Shuts off the advance there of Taylor Gray in fourth. Then side by side for fifth, Nick Sanchez rumbles by to the inside of Jesse Love.
Jesse Love trying to get in line right now, but he has got Connor Zilich to his left elbow out of turn number three. That is the fight for the fifth position up front. Here is Justin Allgaier diving to the inside of Harrison Burton. Burton will lose second. He may lose third to Chase Elliott.
Harrison Burton tried to close the door on Chase Elliott, but he was too late. That inside lane was left open, and here comes the pride and joy of Dawsonville, Georgia, to the inside of Harrison Burton, racing side by side for the lead behind new race leader Justin Allgaier.
A lap ago, Allgaier was Harrison Burton's best friend. This time around, he opened the bottom door, took the lead away, led Chase Elliott to the dance. Now there's more trouble on the horizon. Here comes Taylor Gray to the inside.
He will race up alongside of the Harrison Burton car, tries to take the third position away. They're going to go door to door all the way off the end of the Long Pond straightaway. Into the corner, across the tunnel turn, Taylor Gray to third.
Taylor Gray able to squeeze his way in front. Oh, trouble further back. One car spins up the corner, and there's multiple cars that go around. Austin Hill is one of them. Looks like Brandon Jones is another. Multiple cars crash right at the exit of you, Kurt Becker.
Yeah, Daniel Dye got a piece of this. You mentioned Brandon Jones. He spun down to the inside, right up against the inside safer barrier. Jones now has refired and has driven away.
Caution flag number three is flying over the Explore the Pocono Mountains 250. Couple of the drivers getting tangled up towards the back of the pack that started in front of Kurt Becker.
Yeah, when they come across the tunnel turn, Mike, and sometimes you're going door to door, it's rough, it's bumpy, and by the time you get off the turn and onto the short chute, that's where things start to unfold, and Tim, it all started to spill out in front of you as they got closer to turn three.
Yeah, exactly, Kurt. As they exit that tunnel turn, the cars get really light, and I think that's what happened with one of the drivers. I'm not sure exactly who got turned sideways first. Brandon Jones got sideways. Austin Hill also spun, and then with all that smoke, it was difficult for the drivers behind them to see. They all just came to grief off the tunnel turn in turn two.
Austin Hill has brought his car to pit road right in front of Steve Post.
Yeah, and Austin radio to the guy, and we could see it as he turned in. The right rear on the car is killed, and no doubt about it, it is trash. In fact, they can't even get a jack up underneath the right side of that automobile right now as they continue to try to get that jack. Finally, they get a jack under. They can take the tires off, and they can start to assess the damage. While the right rear is killed, the left rear is not a prize either, as the bumper cover has come completely off the left rear of the car. So Austin Hill has a lot of damage. He is here in pit box number 13, all the way up in pit box number 1, William Sawalich. He's got a lot of damage on the left side of that car. Left rear is really torn up on that machine. William Sawalich had some nose damage as well. So a couple of racers in the top 10. William Sawalich and Justin Allgaier having some damage. And, well, a couple pit boxes back. Daniel Dye, he is in for more repairs as well also.
And he is in pit box number 17. So William Sawalich, Austin Hill, and Daniel Dye, three of the cars that were involved in that crash coming off the tunnel turn. Joey, I know you've been looking at some replays. What did you see?
Yeah, it looked like a typical, again, a car on the inside, loose with no air on the side, tight, and then you get the bumps of the tunnel turn. Turn two, hit the bumps with no air on the side, turns Brandon Jones around, and they're all just right there. And they're all trying to check up, tracks blocked, and collects a lot of cars.
Yeah, it definitely looked that way and in one of those situations. 21's got a fair amount of body damage, and the 10 got into him as well. So.
Of course, the 21 being of Austin Hill, the 10 being of Daniel Dye, putting us under the caution flag for the third time of the afternoon.
Whether it's handling NASCAR's toughest tracks or on your personal car, Goodyear has a tire for you. Visit Goodyear.com to learn more about the complete tire lineup, including the high-performance Eagle F1 Asymmetric 6, the rugged all-terrain Wrangler Boulder MT, and the all-weather assurance Weather Ready 2 passenger tire. Goodyear has been building the world's finest tires for more than 125 years and continues to lead in technology innovation. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
We are under the green flag.
Listen up, NASCAR fans. Now's the time to turn your love of racing into big-time prizes. Because NASCAR Fantasy Live is your fast lane to bragging rights.
Furious racing here.
Pick five drivers each week of the season. Then complete additional challenges to stack points. All for your shot at the grand prize.
So let's get this party started.
For official rules and to learn more, visit NASCAR.com/fantasy and sign up today.
Coming up, we're going to give you an update on Brandon Jones. He as well was involved in that crash on lap 32. He's on pit lane, an update forthcoming. Justin Allgaier leads at lap 34. Chase Elliott is second. Taylor Gray, Harrison Burton, and Nick Sanchez are the rest of the top five. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Pocono. We continue under the caution flag, the third one of the afternoon. A multi-car spin and crash coming off turn number two. Racetrack's just about cleaned up and buttoned up. We should be going back under the green flag here shortly. While we have a moment, here's what lies ahead for the NASCAR Xfinity Series schedule presented by Goodyear, building tires for more than 125 years. From the track to the street and in all conditions, Goodyear has a tire for you. Goodyear, still, always, forever.
Next weekend, we'll go down to Echo Park Speedway, formerly known as Atlanta Motor Speedway. They'll be there with the Xfinity Series. Chicago Street Race the week after. Then another road course. We go out to Sonoma with the Xfinity cars. And Dover be Saturday, July 19th.
Heading off to the Monster Mile, Dover International Speedway. Always a fun trip there. You obviously going to be there as well, Joey, on the NASCAR Cup Series side of things. What do you think about the upcoming challenges that are going to be thrown your way, including racing for the third time in the streets of Chicago?
We got a bunch. You brought up Dover. I learned this today. That's going to be my 600th start.
Yep.
600.
Wow.
And I thought, I remember when other guys were hitting 600 and I was just starting. I was like, man, those guys are old. And I'm like, oh, man. I'm old now. Dang it. But, yes, yeah, so interesting tracks coming up. You said that Chicago Street Course, always interesting. Sonoma, I love going to Sonoma. Love the racetrack out there. Definitely my best road course if we're going to talk about road course races. Not that any of them are great, but that's probably my better one. And Dover's always been a challenge, but a fun place and one that would be really cool to win.
How did the asphalt paving Sonoma change it?
Oh, in so many ways, right? I mean, you remember Sonoma used to wear tires out like you wouldn't believe. Very aggressive wet tire wear. Now, repave, they just keep going. And so the strategy of the race is much different than it used to be, considering the tire fall-off isn't that aggressive.
Right now, the field is choosing, and we will go back under the green flag. When they come to the line, it'll be 13 laps to go in the second stage.
Yeah, you talked a little bit about what the cycle and the move that the 25 team, Harrison Burton, did. Now he's fourth. What's your thoughts, Joey?
Yeah, still a win, right? You got to remember, yes, did you lose three spots on the restart? Yes, you're supposed to, though. You're on older tires. It's all about managing. And now you're refiring again. You got another cycle on your tires. You don't have clean air anymore, which he had for at least a lap. But what he's going to hope now is that maybe now that the other cars have a cycle on their tires, maybe they won't. Yeah, it kind of equals the playing field out a little bit, possibly. But it's still all about the first lap here. If he can just be on damage control, if you can lose one, two spots on this first lap and settle in. What he needs is everyone to get single file, settle in, and then he can manage and try to finish in the top 10 on the stage.
Field is coming to the restart. They're crossing the tunnel turn now. We promised you an update on Brandon Jones. Steve Post has it.
damage on the right front of the Brandon Jones car, but they were able to pull the fender off. Really, it didn't look all that bad. There was a donut on the right side as well. They actually were well behind the field. Brandon went back on the racetrack, was able to gas it up and get pretty good speed. Reported to Sam McCauley, the car felt pretty good, so they're back at the tail end of the field, but don't feel like they have a significant amount of damage on the Brandon Jones Toyota.
Brandon Jones will restart in the 32nd position after leading six laps earlier. Here they come into turn number three. Again, Allgaier and Elliott on the front row for this one. Make that Allgaier and Taylor Gray. Chase Elliott opting to restart on the outside behind the Allgaier car, with Harrison Burton restarting behind the race leader, or the second place car, of Taylor Gray. Here they come into the restart. Green flag is in the air. Chase Elliott going to work, wailing on Allgaier's back bumper. Meanwhile, Connor Zilich already looking three wide in what we would be a battle for fifth.
Zilich to the inside of the racetrack as they storm down the front straightaway into turn one. They'll get back to two abreast most of the way back through the top ten. Allgaier away with the lead. Chase Elliott around the outside of Gray. He'll go to second. Here comes Sanchez topside looking for third.
Sanchez trying to squeeze by and take that third position as they work their way back to the tunnel turn. Cars now starting to spread three wide, further back, keeping an eye on trouble for Sheldon Creed. Creed with smoke boiling off the car through the tunnel turn.
It's a big mess back there, and indeed Sheldon Creed has got what looks to be a tire rub on his Ford Mustang. Up front, Justin Allgaier leads Chase Elliott by a car length. Nick Sanchez, Connor Zilich, and Taylor Gray, the top five.
Sheldon Creed with a tire rub on the right front because of contact coming out of turn number one. Actually, Creed bounced it off the wall in one, and he bounced, I believe, off of Harrison Burton in the process. We'll keep tabs on the Harrison Burton car and also the Creed automobile. The leaders head to one.
And the battle for the lead is heating up. Chase Elliott on the hunt. He looks to the inside now on Justin Allgaier. Right behind him, third place position will change as well. That goes in favor of Connor Zilich.
And then you've got Nick Sanchez and Taylor Gray to complete the top five. They will go single file, coming back into the tunnel turn. The race leader, Justin Allgaier, but Chase Elliott right there.
Chase Elliott filling up the rearview mirror of Justin Allgaier right now in the ongoing fight for the lead. Connor Zilich again remains quiet in the third spot. Nick Sanchez and Taylor Gray, the top five. Race is on for six. Jesse Love has got pressure at the back door. That's Ryan Sieg.
Ryan Sieg is going to look down to the inside. Sheldon Creed is on pit road in front of Jason Toy.
Damage on the right side from the wall, contact with the wall. Damage on the left front from contact with Harrison Burton. Salzals are out on the left side trying to cut the fender away to get some clearance for the Goodyear Racing Eagles to go on there, but heavy damage on the other side for Sheldon Creed.
Sheldon Creed is going to lose a lap on the pit lane as the field comes thundering by. The leaders exit turn one and head up the long pond straightaway.
It is Justin Allgaier with the race lead. Chase Elliott still right behind him in the second position as they come back into the tunnel turn. Connor Zilich rides along in third, and then the battle for fourth. Nick Sanchez chased by Taylor Gray.
Taylor Gray applying pressure to the back bumper of Nick Sanchez in the race for fourth. Further up, Chase Elliott continues to hound the race leader, Justin Allgaier. Elliott running that second groove through turn three, trying to get the lead away from Allgaier.
All right, Joey, you were driving the seven car, complaining about it being on the racetrack. I think it's fixed now, right?
I say the crew chief did a good job, gave him some track position by some great strategy options. Now he's got clean air. Now, he may not be the fastest car. It does still look like Chase Elliott may be a little bit faster than Justin Allgaier, but he's got good tires on the car, and he's got clean air as he's trying to hold off Chase right now.
Right now, the battle for the lead exits one. Here comes Chase Elliott to the inside.
He starts a move off turn number one and onto the long pond straight, but Justin Allgaier comes strong off the top of the turn. As a result, Elliott has
trouble
to return.
Turn one, Leland Honeyman loses it, slides down, back across the track, collects a piece of one other race car. The rest of the field goes sliding up the banking to avoid. They go down to the inside safer barrier, out of my line of sight. Leland Honeyman with the solo spin initially gathered up one other car at the exit of turn one.
Same exact spot where Leland spun earlier in practice and qualifying. That'll put us under caution flag number four. We're about to have a tremendous battle for the lead, for fourth, for sixth, and now that gets derailed as Leland Honeyman goes for a spin off turn number one.
Yeah, definitely. We were seeing that. You talked about it. Justin Allgaier out there with a lead, clean air. Looked like Chase Elliott had a little better car. He's able to make the move. Couldn't quite get to him, but we also saw the 54 car of Taylor Gray really making charges forward.
Yeah, eventually Chase is going to run out of patience and make a more aggressive move. But right now, Chase knows he has the fastest car. He knows he has a lot of time here. He wants to race respectful. Chase always does. And so I think he's kind of like, hey, long ways to go here. Justin Allgaier saw that caution and said, oh, thank goodness, right? Because he is about to be pressured hard and lose the control of the race. But right now, it's going to be a pretty short run to the end of the stage, and he'll be the leader again and kind of reset, possibly.
What's it like having a rocket ship like that and having to exercise restraint?
It's a lot easier than the other way around. I can tell you that. It's much easier to be in the position of having the fastest car and holding yourself back than hanging your tongue out as Justin Allgaier is right now, going as fast as he can with the rocket ship behind him catching you.
Definitely spoken like a true champion.
Yes, indeed.
I want the fast car.
That's exactly what Justin Allgaier and Chase Elliott are doing in their ongoing battle for the lead. Steve Post, what's the lay of the land as far as coming to pit road? There are going to be 8 laps when they come to the start-finish line. Could we see some visits down pit road?
I think this is still a little early in what they want to do. You might have looked at it as they wanted to so flip the stage and maybe give up some stage points and get some track position, but I'm not sure at this point we're going to see this because they're all still from this point need to pit at that point one time in stage number 3 or the final stage of the race. Now, of course, I say that and look up to pit road and it looks like we got some of the lead cars coming down, so we'll see how this all plays out. But some of the lead cars are coming onto pit road and pitting in front of Jason Toy.
Carolina Carports is what adores the sides of that Chevrolet for Justin Allgaier. Last-minute decision to come down the pit lane. They come in 4 tires, Sunoco fuel for him. Dean Thompson behind them also making pit stops further up the pit lane. It is Blaine Perkins on the turn 4 end of pit road. Steve Post.
Yeah, Sam Mayer is in. Going to be 4 tires, Sunoco racing fuel. That strategy for Harrison Burton. They had dropped back, I think, to an 11th spot. So they've made the decision right now to come in. Chassis adjustment, significant chassis adjustment on Harrison Burton's Ford, sending him back out onto the speedway.
So that's how it shakes out right now on the pit lane. The 2 leaders now will come to the pit lane. Connor Zilich will be the new leader as we work the caution flag at lap 42.
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy in. 4 tires, Sunoco racing fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. 4 tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
NASCAR fans, get ready to feel the rush. The official NASCAR Trax app is your ultimate race day companion. From managing your event tickets to navigating with wayfinding maps, event schedules, and facility info, it's got everything you need to make your experience unforgettable.
Ready, green flag, green flag.
Bring your headphones and dive into the action like never before with live scanner access.
Got a race to win, my man.
Listen in on driver and team communications at select NASCAR tracks. Download NASCAR Trax now in the Apple App Store or Google Play.
We're still under caution here at Pocono Speedway. The field is into turn 3, single file. Top 5, Connor Zilich, Tanner Gray, Nick Sanchez, Ryan Sieg, and Jesse Love. From Pocono Raceway, this is Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Caution flag number 4 here shortly. Field is working through the tunnel turn. Shouldn't be too much longer before we go back under the green flag. As it sits right now, we have 7 laps to go in this stage, so it is going to be a sprint to conclude the second stage of the Explorer, the Pocono Mountains 250. Joey, while we have an opportunity, you and I have a chance to visit on SiriusXM NASCAR Radio on the morning drive. We always ask about the foundation. There's a lot of folks out there that are curious about the efforts. The foundation has been quite busy as of late.
Well, there's a lot of great things going on with the Joey Logano Foundation. The whole reason why you race, right, it's got to have a point besides just drive around in circles and then the same spot. It doesn't make any sense. But if you can impact people's life in a great way, and there's so many great race fans that support what we do. We love foster children. Foster care is what our main mission is. And we've been giving away vehicles lately. That's been one of our big things, giving away cars. Gave away 2 more this week. We're like up to like 20 cars at this point over the last like 8 months. We've been just giving them away. But the cars are given away to kids that are aging out of the foster care system that have hit these amazing milestones, right? For them, might be graduating high school, doing a certain amount of work outside of the things that they do at their home, and then also saving enough money for some of the insurance stuff, helping them give a leg up, right? And you think about a lot of our, and I'm sure a lot of people listening have great parents, and when you were 18, they didn't kick you out on the side of the road and say, figure it out. And we shouldn't do that for these kids either. So great organizations that we work with behind the Joey Logano Foundation. If you want to get involved, joeyloganofoundation.com. All the info is there if you want to join what we're doing.
Lots of great work being conducted at the foundation. And good to hear that a lot of folks are on the receiving end of that largesse. Right now, the field has gotten the one-to-go signal. We will come to the green flag. It will be with 5 laps to go in the stage. Connor Zilich is the new leader. Taylor Gray second. Nick Sanchez third. Ryan Sieg will restart fourth, and Jesse Love will restart in fifth. Christian Eckes will restart in sixth, with Sammy Smith in seventh, Carson Quappel in eighth, Jeb Burton ninth, and Jeremy Clements will restart in position number 10. Don't forget to join us tomorrow. We're back with the NASCAR Cup Series, the Great American Getaway 400. Motor Racing Network and NASCAR Live Race Day will hit the air at 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yeah, it's going to be a great race. I'm looking forward to it. Going to be a little hotter than today. That'll make the track a little bit slicker. You said it should be hard to race, right? I think Brad said that earlier today, but I think you agree with that. The tougher it is, the better the challenge.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, it makes the racing better. When there's more mistakes, cars not handling good, track's a little slick, you have the bumps. We've seen that happen today already. It's going to be the same.
Got that cool suit ready to go? It's going to be a hot, muggy day tomorrow.
I'm feeling tough. Don't you worry about it. I'm really fine. I made it through Mexico. I'm going to be all right in Pocono.
I was going to say, there's a lot of folks saying that. Here they come into 3. The safety car getting ready to go to pit road again. 5 laps to go in this stage. Connor Zilich with Dale Earnhardt Jr. serving as his pit crew, or his crew chief today. Marty Lindley under suspension. So Dale Jr. atop the war wagon getting ready to watch his driver come through the restart zone and receive the green flag, and gets a huge shove from Taylor Gray. Connor Zilich gets the punt into the clean air and leaves everybody stacked up side by side in his wake.
The battle will be for second, third, fourth, and fifth as Connor Zilich breaks clean into the clean air. Nick Sanchez trying to fight back on the bottom. He'll take the number 2 spot. Up high, Taylor Gray is third. He's being challenged now by Sieg.
Ryan Sieg is there to the inside. He's trying to take the third position away. Then Jesse Love stacks up to the high side. Back in fifth, Christian Eckes is weaving back and forth behind the back bumper of Ryan Sieg, trying to work his way into the top 5.
Eckes looking for a little bit of running room this time out of the tunnel turn. He'll tuck in line and follow Jesse Love back to turn 3. Love right now trying to figure out a way to get around Ryan Sieg. That would be the race for fourth. Meanwhile, up front, Connor Zilich leads off turn 3.
Looking further back to the battle for sixth, Christian Eckes is under fire right now. Sammy Smith had opened the inside lane coming out of 3. Couldn't find any room to race, but he's there. Carson Quapple's there. Jeb Burton also stacked up in that conga line headed to the corner.
A 3, maybe 4-man battle for the number 6, 7, 8, 9 position at the head of the class is Christian Eckes, but he's got a rearview mirror full of Sammy Smith. They'll go to single file formation off turn 1.
Carson Quapple part of that mix as well as they line up right up next to the outside safer barrier and point the nose of their machine back into the tunnel turn. No one stepped out of line this time by in the top 8 cars.
everybody's single file inside of the top 10. You have to go all the way back outside of it to find the first side-by-side fight. That's where you have drivers like Justin Allgaier, Brandon Jones, and others mixing it up. Battle for fourth. Flares up again at the exit of turn three with Ryan Sieg and Jesse Love.
Ryan Sieg and Jesse Love having a good spirited battle right there as Love will take a look. But tell you what, all eyes are on Justin Allgaier. It's almost, Dave, like he just left the launch pad at Cape Canaveral. He is blasting his way through his field, getting ready to work his way back to the top 10.
Not much question that Justin Allgaier has finally got the kind of race car that he can work with. He goes to the inside on Jeremy Clements. He'll bypass him. Goes to the inside on Brandon Jones and bypasses him. Here comes the little Gator steaming toward the front.
Back into the top 10. He goes further ahead. The battle's on for the fourth position. Jesse Love has it. Ryan Sieg tries to take it away off the tunnel turn.
That time out of turn number two, Sieg has to give that spot back to Jesse Love and tuck in line and follow Love back to three. Christian Eck is juking to the inside. Had a look to the inside on Ryan Sieg for a moment. He'll instead follow him up the corner.
Five drivers stacked up for the fourth position on back. Jesse Love leading that freight train across the line. Three laps to go in this stage. Love has Ryan Sieg, Christian Eck is lined up behind him, and a side-by-side battle with teammates behind them.
Here they come into turn number one. We started the race under virtually full sunshine. Now it's total shade around this racetrack. A couple of Junior Motorsports teammates going at it. Inside line, Carson Quapel. Topside, Sammy Smith.
That's the battle for the seventh position as they go at it further ahead. The battle is also on for the fifth spot as they work off the end of the Long Pond straight. Door to door, they will go there with Christian Eckes swinging by to the inside of Ryan Sieg.
Christian Eck is finally able to make the pass on Ryan Sieg after working Sieg over the last few laps. Behind Christian Eckes and Ryan Sieg, Sammy Smith, Justin Allgaier, and Carson Quapel all battling for a spot outside of the top five.
Closer to the front, the race for seconds beginning to heat up. Taylor Gray is slowly starting to turn the wick up on the back bumper of Nick Sanchez. Here's Gray in the slipstream of the second place car headed to one.
Nick Sanchez having a solid afternoon so far. He's run almost exclusively in the top five, but he's got a fight on his hands to hold on to second. Down to the inside, looking low out of turn number one, Taylor Gray looks low but can't find the momentum.
He will try to see if he can regroup and take another shot on the Long Pond straight. Now they almost make contact. In fact, they do, coming off into turn number two. Taylor Gray squeezes by and completes the pass to second.
I don't know if Nick Sanchez is all that happy about that. He exits turn number two and now gets the left rear quarter panel of Taylor Gray. This is the double wide fight for second in the turn three. Nick Sanchez drives it in deep, slides up the racetrack. Taylor Gray's got the momentum on the outside. He'll take the position away.
All eyes on the battle for the number two position right now. Taylor Gray and Nick Sanchez going at it. 1.3 seconds behind Connor Zilich, who leads the field to turn number one on this final lap of stage two. Matter of fact, the caution is waving along with the checkered and the green and white checkered flag. Stage one is done. Connor Zilich gets it with Gray, Sanchez, Love, and Eckes, the top five.
Yeah, and I'm really impressed here. Justin Allgaier, after pitting at that lap 42 caution, drove his way back in seventh here at the checkered flag.
Chase Elliott as well on that same pit strategy got back to 12th, and that will set us up for a 50-lap run to the conclusion here this afternoon.
So I just switched to Straight Talk Wireless.
Uh-oh, we just ran out of gas.
Great, gives us time to watch the race.
You know the next town is 50 miles away, right?
Don't worry, I have real unlimited data now.
But how are we going to get out of here?
We got about 200 laps before we need to figure that out.
Get a free 5G phone with select plans and real unlimited data only for a limited time at Straight Talk. Available at your local Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Straight Talk is an official partner of NASCAR. Taxes and fees apply. Require single line activation on the qualifying plan for network management practices. Visit StraightTalk.com. Copyright 2025 Verizon. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Are you ready for sights, sounds, and speed that'll shake you to your core? To see NASCAR stars like Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott, Bubba Wallace, Denny Hamlin, and Ross Chastain attack the asphalt? Are you ready to make memories that'll last a lifetime? Yeah? You're ready. Then we got one more question. What are you waiting for? To experience the thrill of a NASCAR race in person, visit NASCAR.com/tickets.
Connor Zilich picks up the stage win here in the Poconos. Gray Sanchez, Love and Eckes, the top five. How about a run for Ryan C? Good run there for him. He is sixth, with Justin Allgaier seventh, Sammy Smith eighth, Carson Quapel ninth, and Jeb Burton in tenth. From Pocono Raceway, this is the Motor Racing Network, the voice of NASCAR.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Next time by, which will set up a unique set of circumstances. Pitch strategy, obviously, Todd, something that we talked about at the top of this broadcast, and it has punctuated just about every phase of this race.
And we really didn't pay off that last caution. We had a fair amount of the leaders come at lap 42 and get tires. I don't believe any of the guys that came at 42. I think they're all planning on getting out to the window where they can stop to finish the race. I don't know that the guys that are leading right now, with the cautions we've had, haven't built enough cushion to be able to stay out here and get to that point where they can finish the race. It's just whether they've got the guts to do it or feel the strength to do that.
Yeah, this is a hard race to call. And, I mean, Pocono is a crew chief's racetrack in so many ways, right? Whether it's the strategy, whether it's trying to set up the race car for three different ends. Oh, yeah, the bumps, let's put those in there as well. It's just a very challenging racetrack for the crew chief to wrap his head around. And the part that I think is so funny about all this is you got Zilich, who's winning this thing in the 88. He's got Dale Jr. as a crew chief right now at the hardest race you could possibly call. Yeah, sure, throw me up there, I'll figure it out.
The interesting thing is when we get to some of these strategy weekends, there are certain races on the calendar that scream strategy. When that happens, the gentleman, Joey, that's in between us, Todd Gordon, that's when Todd perks up in the production meetings. He kind of perks up there, even in the booth. All right, he gets up on the edge of the seat. Todd Gordon lives for strategy.
They're fun. I mean, that's when you get to have an impact. That's why I liked, we talk about championship races. That's why I liked Homestead so much, because we all had an impact on it. The drivers did. The strategy did. Short pitting did. We'll see where this one plays out here, because pit road's open. Let's see if Dale Jr. keeps him out here or brings him to pit road.
Well, we're about to find out. The safety car is clearing turn three right now. Pit road is open, and he's leaving him out. Connor Zilich will stay on the racetrack. So will Nick Sanchez. Here come Taylor Gray. Make that Jesse Love stays out. On pit road, Gray, Sanchez, Sieg, and others. We start with Jason Toy.
Taylor Gray, the first to hit his mark. Four tires, Sunoco Fuel.